Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
Graphic Audio presents The Reawakening Trilogy by Mike Cole, narrated by Ken Jackson, with performances by Nick DiPinto as James Schweitzer, Alyssa Wilmoth as Sarah Schweitzer, Andy Brownstein as Nanit, Christopher Walker as Jawid, Andy Clements as Eldridge, and Tony Nam as Steve Chang. Featuring Tracy Oliveira, Gary Tells, James Lewis, Terrence Aselford, Chris Skennebach, Nanette Savard, Richard Rowan, Mike Cole, Evan Casey, Faith Potts, Michael John Casey, Mort Shelby, Colleen Delaney, Eric Messner, and Scott McCormick. The Reawakening Trilogy, Book 1, Gemini Cell.
Sarah has been working for 4 years to get this show. I thought we were stood down. This will kill her.
James Schweitzer glanced over his shoulder at his wife. Sarah had noticed the call, but was doing her best to keep the irritation from her face.
That was before I got word that our ship might be coming in. Now suit up, we're mustering.
Might be coming in or is coming in. Damn it, she's already on her last nerve with the pace of operations. Do you know how hard it is to get an art showing in Norfolk? There are critics here from every paper in the Tidewater. She needs me. I can't leave unless it's going to count.
Still waiting on the intel watchstander. If this is the right one, we're going.
Then call me when you're sure it's the right one.
God fucking damn it, Jim. I am not...
I'm a 15-minute drive from the station. I can be there before you finish boat checks. Call me when you know.
Schweitzer killed the call and stuffed the phone in his pocket before Biggs could say anything else. Schweitzer willed the knot in his stomach to settle. This was Sarah's first show in Norfolk, and she was nervous as hell. Hopefully, the watchstander would be slow in confirming the target, or Biggs was wrong altogether. Schweitzer turned, putting on a smile, shaking his head, as he walked to where his wife leaned against the art gallery door.
Everything okay?
Biggs dug himself another hole. This is the thing about junior officers. They need us to keep them from walking off a cliff. It's fine.
She frowned at him, her dark eyes narrowing beneath her bright pink bangs, the two purple streaks framing her face. So beautiful, she still made his breath catch after all these years.
If he needed help, why didn't he go to Chief?
Schweitzer looked down at the ground.
Jim, do you know where liars go?
To the movies?
To the couch for the night, without getting any.
Ooh, you are a cold-hearted woman.
I am a beautiful angel who can see through your bullshit like it's clean glass.
You need to focus on your opening. We can talk about it when we get home.
So that means we're going home together. As in, you're staying for the whole event.
We've only got the babysitter until 11. You know, Patrick isn't going to sleep until you come in and kiss him goodnight.
Ah, right. Let me call before we go in.
Babe, you called her 10 minutes ago.
I did.
He pressed his forehead to hers, inhaled her rosewater perfume.
You know what you're doing?
What?
You're trying to get your mind off this opening by worrying about something else. Now that's fear talking. Mission first. Focus.
Mission first.
Mission first, and people, always. You are a fantastic mother, and a better wife than I could ever hope for. I love you so much it hurts. Now, get in there, and show them what I see every day.
I love you too.
Sarah's paintings lined the walls, hanging from clear lines, looking as if they were floating amid tastefully arranged sprays of white orchids. Schweitzer caught himself scanning the crowd for threats, noting the exits and blind corners.
Stop it. You're not at work. This is for Sarah. Be present.
Sarah!
A tall woman wearing diamond earrings, likely worth more than their car, stretched her arms to embrace his wife, and Sarah returned the hug with precisely the correct blend of affection and forbearance, turning to Schweitzer as they parted.
Jim, this is Bethany Charles. This is her gallery.
Schweitzer smiled, extending a hand.
Thanks so much for hosting us.
Bethany pulled the proffered hand until Schweitzer was wrapped in a tight hug. Her pale neck smelled like oranges and alcohol. He meant...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?